Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk about serums.
And this here is an old mini episode where we take your emails, we listen to your voicemails, and we answer your questions and address your comments to the best of our ability.
And if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so at 781-591-0390, or you can send us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Dori.
Yes.
Let's kick it off with someone who phoned us.
Well, you know what? Just one thing before we get started, I just want to remind everyone that we are going to be at South by Southwest on Saturday, March 9th at 2 p.m. We are going to be doing a live podcast with Miranda Bennett, a fashion designer who makes sustainable, size-inclusive clothing. She's really amazing. We can't wait to talk to her. You have to have a badge for that. And then we have a meetup the next day, Sunday, March 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. that we were doing with Jackie Johnson of Natch Butte.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so fun.
We're all going to have like dewy skin and cool lips.
Totally.
Oh, Jackie is.
And then we will have an RSVP link in the show notes for that. It's free, but we just ask that you RSVP. Okay.
All right.
Now you may proceed.
Okay. Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
M'lady.
Yes.
Hi, Kate and Dori. I love you guys. Thank you so much for this show. It's a really beautiful and restorative part of my life. I just wanted to share with you a New Year's intention that I set for myself in 2019. I didn't want to use the resolution language because I have in my past sort of tended to fail at keeping resolutions, but I was like, well, you can't really fail it at an intention. So here we go. And so my intention was to move every day. And I have had a very sort of like hot and cold relationship with working out in my life. I tend to have periods of like a lot of intensity on a fitness regimen and then sort of really fall off of it and then, you know, give myself a lot of crap for doing that. And so I decided maybe if I frame it as moving every day, and that could be anything from running a few miles at the gym or going to a hot yoga class to just stretching while I watch TV or taking a walk around the block. And it's all valid, and I'm not allowed to judge myself for how I interpret move every day on any given day. And I have been able to keep that as sort of a personal policy so far, and it's just been really amazing and healing, and I have gotten stronger, and I do feel like I'm in better shape, but not because I gave myself a lot of grief or pushed myself to go to the gym, just because I reframed my relationship to movement and my relationship with my body, and I feel proud of that, and I wanted to share it in case any other listeners might find it helpful. Love you guys. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
She really reframed that narrative.
Yeah, she did. And way to fucking go not judging yourself for like more than an hour. Like you've gone for months.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you for calling us and letting us know about that.
I also think it is really empowering to hear someone say, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
This is something I do with my kids all the time where I read like something somewhere that was like, instead of telling your children that you're proud of them so they seek your validation, ask them if they are proud of themselves. Like if they've done something, I'll say like, are you proud of yourself? and see how they're feeling about themselves. But that's something that's definitely escaped me as an adult.
Mm.
So I just loved hearing you verbalize the fact that you were proud of yourself. And also, this is great advice, not to make it all about me, but I really listened to what you said and I took a lot away from it. So thank you for weighing in with that.
You,
we
listener.
Also love you, listener. Dory, you want to take this one away?
I sure would like to take this one away. Okay. All right. It's an email. I love your podcast. Even though I'm way beyond 35, I never had anyone to show me how to do makeup, nails, etc. And I haven't had any girlfriends since about 2001.
Oh, we're here. We're friends.
Yeah, we're your friends. We're
internet friends.
Needless to say, your podcast brings me joy and hope and help. So here goes. I have, quote, big cuticles, or so I have been told on more than one occasion when I scrapped up enough money to go for a manicure. Note, I can no longer afford this luxury. I've tried pushing them back, cutting them, lotions, and whatever else I've been told to no avail. Do you have any idea how to make my cuticles smaller / act normal / grow normally? Thank you, huge older fan.
I have a, well, first of all, I thought this would be a good open up to the audience topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an expert in cuticles. I don't know if you are.
I feel like I'm a semi-expert because I have, I've historically had pretty like ragged cuticles that I feel like are now under control.
Before you kind of take us on some guidance for cuticle care, I did just want to say to this listener that I bet you have normal cuticles and you have been told by numerous people, you've been made to feel shitty about your cuticles from numerous people, and that kind of exacerbates or makes worse how we feel about ourselves, when in reality, I bet your cuticles are just great.
Yeah, I don't even really know what big cuticles means.
I actually Googled big cuticles because I was like, is this a thing?
Uh-huh.
And there's, and I had expected like photos of very long cuticles. There was nothing.
Yeah, I don't think this is actually a thing.
It reminds me of the many times I've gotten my bikini line waxed and the person waxing them is like, whoa, this hair does not want to come out. This happens to me all the time.
That's so rude.
This is a bit like, you know, oftentimes I think they're, I don't know if someone's just making conversation or just it's their job to be like examining parts of our body in this way. And they just start
like,
to comment.
It's not their job to neg you.
Certainly not. But that doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Yeah, of course.
With my pubes. And then also definitely with this person's cuticles. So all that being said, Dory.
Yes.
What have you learned about caring for cuticles?
Moisture is just the key number one important thing. The other thing that's really important is to not over trim them and to not over cut them, because it paradoxically makes them worse when you do that. So I used to get like pretty bad hangnails and I would cut those, but I try not to cut the bottoms of my cuticles too much. And when I remember, if I get a manicure, I tell them just push them back. Don't cut them. The bottoms, that is. They can cut the sides because I do get kind of like some like hangnail-ish type stuff.
Sure.
But you want to keep your hands and your nails super moisturized. What I do now is I put hand cream on before bed. I use my Caudalie. Caudalie?
You sound so French.
Is that how she pronounced it last week? Hand cream. And then I have a rollerball oil from Milk and Honey, our friends at Milk and Honey, called the Everything Oil. Mm. And I just rub that on my cuticles every night. And that has helped too. So I think the combination of the oil and the moisturizer is helping. And there are cuticle creams that you can also get.
And there are, it sounds like you've tried pushing them back, cutting them, lotions, and whatever else you've been told to no avail. So I don't know if you've already done all these things. I mean, I do have a cuticle pusher backer. I went through a phase where I was trying to make my nail beds bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't quite work. But I did do a lot of like cuticle oil and pushing my cuticles back. And I would just kind of, you know, do it every night for 2 minutes in the bathroom. And it did seem to kind of help.
Yeah. I think it's also not something that you're going to necessarily see like overnight results from. You have to be consistent about it.
And I think, you know, depending on your budget, you said you are not able to afford manicures right now. I do think you could do something as simple as buying like the jojoba oil at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Maybe
a nice shea butter.
Oh, yeah, that sounds nice. Mm. And maybe your own little cuticle pusher backer. I mean, you could also just use, like, I don't know, a book. Trying to think of something that could push a cuticle back. Dory is looking at me like, I don't know.
Wait, I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
I was trying to think of a tool that you might have in your home that you could use for pushing back cuticles. What about a screwdriver? I'm just trying to think of ways in which you don't have to buy something.
Oh, sure. I would not use a screwdriver.
Or a book?
No. Mm-mm. Wouldn't use either of those.
You can tell I'm not a trained nail professional. Oh, God. Maybe just save a little. And if it's really important to you, buy a Sally Hansen cuticle pusher. I did find on Sephora a Deborah Lipman Cuticle Lab nail treatment set.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
It is $45. Says it's a $75 value. What, you know, who knows what that means? It's a 4-piece cuticle set with a professional step-by-step guide on the proper treatment of and care of cuticles. I'll share that link. It might be out of your price range, but that was what I found in researching big cuticle care.
Okay, great.
But you know what? Open this up to the audience. I would love cuticle feedback. And if you are in our Facebook group, I think maybe there could be some good feedback there.
Totally. All right, we're going to take a short break.
All right, I'm going to go get a screwdriver for my nails.
Oh, don't do that.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift-giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about, we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
That's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click Get Started, and then use our code FOREVER35 at sign up, and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee, to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. Dory, we've got a skincare question, but it's not the skin you might think it is.
Is it the skin you're in?
It is the skin you're in, okay. But it's not the skin on your face.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm calling because I just tried on wedding dresses, and while I felt pretty comfortable with my glowy face, thanks to this podcast, I realized I haven't been giving the rest of my body the same care. I chose a beautiful strapless dress that my mom and I both really loved, but the skin on my arms looked kind of dull and had some red bumps left over from scars from pimples or whatever else. So I was wondering if you guys had any body recommendations to make my arms and neck look just as good as my face has come to look. Love the show, and thanks to you both in advance.
When you were a little kid, did you ever remember people would be like, I can see your epidermis?
Yes. And I would like fall for it every time. Turns out, I don't know if you know this, epidermis means skin.
I just remembered that. So dumb, but so funny. Anyway, I actually do have a suggestion.
I thought you would.
Well, it sounds like you might have some KP.
Oh, our old friend KP.
So one thing you could do is make an appointment with a dermatologist. Another thing you could do is try Amlactin, which I have not used personally. I keep meaning to pick some up and I keep forgetting. But several friends who have used it have said it is wonderful and really smooths things out. And if you have KP, it really helps. So I would start with Amlactin on your arms.
I also love dry brushing. Mm-hmm, I'm not good about being consistent with it, but I really do like it for just kind of getting some dead skin off, kind of zhuzhing my skin. A great scrub for the shower. Mm-hmm. And also moisturize every day. I just use almond.
Oh, yeah.
I use almond oil. Like I use my old friend Trader Joe's jojoba oil that I've already mentioned once on this episode. I use an oil.
I use Alba Botanica unscented body lotion.
Oh, that is a very thick.
I really like it.
Lotion.
Yeah. And you know, I don't love scented lotions. So
do you know they make one of those with SPF 15, I believe?
I do know that.
Which is great because we've got to be SPFing our whole body.
We do. I don't use the SPF one though.
Well, you know what, Dory?
Sorry.
You know,
For your neck, one thing that I found really helped with my neck was treating it just like I treated my face.
You just extend your...
I just extend it. Yeah. I mean, like Jackie Johnson likes to say,
cream your neck.
Cream your neck. And I put the same serums, the same moisturizer. Yes, Kate. She raised her hand.
Do you wash your neck with your like face washing soap?
I don't use soap.
Or face washing, whatever.
Micellar. We never landed on how to pronounce it.
I know. Could the caller, who is British and lives in Switzerland but lived in France, call us back and tell us how to pronounce micellar?
I usually give my neck a few swipes of that.
Okay. You don't wash your face at all right now?
No. I had been using an oil cleanser and then I got a little lazy.
Your skin looks great.
Oh, boy, thank you. But yeah, I try to treat my neck like I treat the rest of my face. And one thing I learned from our old friend GP.
Is that Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yep.
I was literally racking my brain figuring out who
our
it could
be. Our old friend Gwenny. She suggests creaming your entire neck, not just the front of your neck.
Oh, the back?
Yes. So I've been moisturizing the back of my neck as well.
You and Gwyneth like went out and talked about this?
We did, yeah. In her newsletter Goop.
A one-sided conversation about neck moisturizing.
Yep.
Okay, that's interesting advice.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Also, sunscreen on your chest and neck is so important.
Yes, your décolletage. That's what this boob crack area is.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen it up. All right. Hope that helped. Congratulations on your wedding.
Yes. Congratulations. Also, your skin is going to look freaking great.
Oh, sorry. One more thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you live in a city with Korean spas, go get a scrub.
Yeah. Scrub it up. That's the best feeling in the freaking world. You have like a new set of epidermis when you walk out of there. Dory.
Yes.
I'm going to hit play on this voicemail.
Let's do it.
Hey, Kate and Dory. My name's Tanner and I'm from Alabama. I'm currently a grad student, so life is a little stressful at the moment. I love the podcast. I love listening and relating to you both. And I really love the gratitude thing that you put on your Instagram story the other day. But The reason I'm calling is because tonight I'm feeling a little strange. I feel lonely, but I also don't really want to be around other people. I tend to be kind of an introvert and only like being around people for certain amounts of time. And it's not that I'm rude, but I just sometimes feel like it takes more energy to be around other people. But right now I'm just feeling kind of lonely, and I wish we had more episodes of the podcast. I am thankful that we get two a week. But it would just be nice to have more podcasts to listen to. Anyways, I'm rambling a little bit and I'm sorry, but do you have any advice for what to do when you're feeling kind of lonely, but you don't really want to be around other people? And I have a boyfriend, but he lives a little bit further away, and I like to not necessarily rely on him so much for making me happy. Just trying to make myself happy. But anyways, if you have any advice or suggestions on how to deal with loneliness, but also not really wanting to be around other people, I would appreciate what you have to say. Thanks for the podcast, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Oh, sweet listener.
I love you. My thought was, when I first heard this, is there a way to surround yourself with people, but not people who you are close with?
I have the same thought.
Did you have the same thought? Mm-hmm. I think because you and I actually both like...
We like being alone among people.
Yes! Mm-hmm. That's why New York City is so great. Mm-hmm. Whether it's going to a coffee shop, to the library, even just going for a walk in the park where you're not just holed up in your space at home. Yeah. Or, you know, you sound like you have a really challenging... educational experience going on right now. But just in a space where there are people, but not like where you actually have to exert energy interacting with them.
Yeah.
I like a spa for this reason too.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think another thing that could help, I don't know, maybe you should, I know you don't want to be around people, but maybe like making phone dates with friends,
writing a letter, an email.
Yeah.
Checking in so that someone is then checking in with you.
Yeah, I think that could help.
Or just saying to friends like, hey, I'm kind of in a weird space. I'm feeling lonely. I'm not totally sure. You know, a friend who will understand the experience of like having that introverted experience of
totally
wanting connection, but not feeling like you can give that much of yourself.
Yes.
I also do find, and you said, thank you. You're so kind that you enjoy listening to our podcast. I find podcasts when I'm alone very comforting. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can think of some other soothing podcasts to be around, or listening to an audiobook, anything that kind of makes you feel like you're in the company of others, mm-hmm. even when you're alone. Also, what if you got a pet?
Ooh.
Now, I know you're a dog person, Dory, but cats are great for busy people.
Well, I am a dog person. I like dogs better than cats, but I'm also allergic to cats.
Okay, fair.
So it's not really an option.
That's fair. I just know I lived alone with my cat, and I actually do this to my dog too. I talk to them all day long. They can offer wonderful companionship. I can't speak to like a fish. Maybe they also would provide that same sense of company.
Probably not, although maybe.
If you are not allergic to cats... They truly can be, you know, they require less care than a dog.
That is a good suggestion.
They can live in your home. They can poop in a litter box. And cats are really wonderful, affectionate pets. And there are so many at rescues that need homes. Mm-hmm. So just shout out cats. You know, I love to shout out a cat every now and then, don't I?
Sure do. Kate, you know, I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been... kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh.
Mm.
So I'm talking like moving furniture around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows. Think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKayne.com, promo code F35. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Are you going to read this final email?
Yes. We received this email from a listener who is looking for some kind of feedback and help. I'm getting married in June, and my fiance's older brother recently announced that he and his girlfriend will be having a baby who is due the month of our wedding and that they are now engaged. I am over the moon happy for them, of course, but this brother is a consistent one-upper / spotlight stealer who has made multiple comments about sneaking in a wedding before ours because he's the big brother. So the petty side of me feels like he's hijacking our very exciting life change. To be clear, I do not think any of this is intentional. It was just a very unexpected coincidence.
She just basically said it was intentional, though, didn't she?
Well, I don't think they like got pregnant to hijack their wedding.
Right.
Hold on. I'm going to keep going. Okay. The announcement of the baby and engagement hit a sore spot for me because while neither of our families have shown much interest at all in our wedding, my fiance's family is making a huge fuss over my brother-in-law's news. Logically, I know there's enough happiness to go around, but it now feels like the celebration of our marriage is even more of an afterthought than it already was. I feel hurt and unrecognized by the people who mean the most to me at a very big moment in my life. Mm. That's such a stinky way to feel.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know, I'm not speaking from experience here, but sometimes our families are not the places we get that from.
Yeah.
Sometimes it has to be like our blood relative families or whatever. Not blood relative is the wrong word, but the family, you know what I'm saying by family.
Our family. Yeah.
Sometimes your friends are your family, your coworkers, people you volunteer with, whoever. But sometimes that kind of validation and happiness does not come from the people that you...
Yeah, which is hard.
It's totally disappointing and devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you have friends who can provide this, you know, you can talk to them and tell them how you're feeling and can share in the excitement for you and make you feel like this is a big moment, because it is. And it's okay that you're excited, like you want it to be celebrated. You're excited.
I would also say, to the extent that you can, just focus on your wedding.
Yeah.
Don't
focus on what the brother-in-law is doing or his situation. Just focus on your wedding. You're marrying the person you love. You're setting off on a new life together, and that's what you should be focusing on, not these other distractions. And don't let the brother-in-law bait you.
Baiter.
He sounds like a baiter. Like, he sounds like someone who wants to get into it.
The other thing, with building off of what Dory is saying here, is that you are marrying your fiance, who this guy is the older brother. This person is now going to be in your life for as long as you are married to your partner. So this baiting, the one-upping, the spotlight stealing, this is now going to be a thing that will come back up again and again. So putting the tools and boundaries in place now to set yourself up for success in dealing with it, I think is very important.
I think that's very wise.
And if you have a therapist or I mean, you know, talk to a professional expert in boundary setting about this, because I just think, like, it's always going to be like this.
Yeah, totally.
And you're going to go through this, you know, if you decide to have children or if you get a big job or any other new momentous life experience you have, it sounds like this might happen again. So, you know, I'm just saying, take care of yourself.
Try to get the validation. I know it's easy to say from within, but
I know it is, but
yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're not going to get the validation you're looking for from, especially from your fiance's family. It sounds like not even from your family. And so it has to come from somewhere else.
And let Dory and I be the ones to tell you, we're super excited for you.
Yeah.
We're super pumped about your wedding. We're really excited for this big moment in your life.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Tell us how it goes so we can celebrate it some more.
Love it.
Right? Send us a very detailed email about it. We love deets. Well, we're here.
We are.
The end of a mini episode. Dory, it's been great chatting with you today.
Likewise.
Listeners, it's been great hearing from you. Thank you so much for sharing your lives with us.
Yeah. We will talk to you next week.
Farewell.
Bye.